What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, hour number three. No Rob Long today. He's back on Thursday. Ed Norris, Jeremy Kahn, and now Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, how are you?
Life's good. How are you doing?
Good. Well, I'm going to start with the first thing you said to us coming in. The Ravens, over the past week, lost quite a bit of talent to other teams. Talk about it, if you will.
Yeah, well, they go into cutdown day knowing that they had a lot of tough defensive cuts in particular to make, but some tough ones on the offense as well. They lost three guys to waiver claim, and that was, of course, Breed, Ravenel, and JAD, which is a loss for potential 2025 consequences, Breed for that matter. And then they lost two others to practice squad signings. So these aren't waiver claims. These are people who decided to sign with somebody else's practice squad rather than re-sign with the Ravens practice squad. And that's Jason Jones, a nose tackle, and Garrett Dellinger. Garrett Dellinger, I think, is a fairly significant loss, the seventh-round draft pick for the team, and a guy who could well have been the Ravens' 10th offensive lineman this year. They decided to only go with nine, hoping that they would get Dellinger back. They didn't get him back. There's another really weird one. Darian Dalcourt, who's been on the Ravens practice squad in 24 and in two camps so far, he hasn't been re-signed by anybody. So apparently he's a little lower down on the totem pole of offensive linemen, which is a little bit different from what we see from the order of entry. But I was surprised they have not re-signed him. I hope there's still a chance that they might. Rasheen Ali was the player kept on the roster, I would say, instead of the 10th offensive lineman. Some other people say you could have kept a 26th defensive player as well. But there was a significant outflux of talent, and it was going to be significant no matter what. But it could have been four players lost, I think, if they would have been on top of it in terms of keeping different players on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the offensive line is an area of concern because there's no depth. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are very few offensive linemen. I also didn't like the loss of Jalen Armour Davis. I mean, Titans pick him up, and I just think he was more valuable than Ali because the running back room was so stacked. I feel like you could have kept JAD or kept the lineman, and still been a little better off than we are now. Unless they're keeping him for kick returning, and that's just,
That's what they're doing. But yeah. There's only one running back league wide of the 31 claims that got signed. That's Raheem Sanders,
right?
So, and he's a real physical gifted player, more so than Ali. It's extremely surprising that they didn't try and put Ali through waivers and use him as a practice squad elevation if they wanted a kickoff return guy. If that's all they want,
right?
So I'm a little bothered by how this played out.
Now, as far as some of the other things that we've discussed leading into this game, we always talk about week one, some of the surprises, because teams don't show a lot in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think we're going to see week one against Buffalo? Any wrinkles?
It's like Christmas morning in a lot of ways. For an analyst, you come home, you look at the first game, you look at all the film and whatnot, and there's always new packages. I mean, for an example, we have no idea how the Ravens are going to line up defensively. They played every snap during the preseason as either a base defense or a standard nickel. They haven't done anything that didn't have two inside linebackers on the field at the same time. That whole smorgasbord of options is available to Orr, and I'm sure he's going to make use of a pretty significant portion of it. But we don't know if they're a dime team or a committed nickel team at this point, so that'll be interesting to see. We don't know where Hamilton is going to play in obvious passing situations. We don't know how the Ravens are going to manage snap counts for Alexander and Awuzie, for example, if Alexander can even get on the field right now. He's been out of practice for a long time.
What are your thoughts on that? I mean, because they're not going to tell us anything. Like, Harbaugh even joked about it, but do you think, like, with Alexander, we were talking about it, which would hurt more if they missed Alexander or Ricard?
Oh, those both hurt, but they've got Lucas Scott they can bring up from the practice squad for Ricard's role. It wouldn't be perfect, but it would be something.
Okay.
And so they do have somebody for that. There's nobody to replace Alexander.
What do you think about just the physical matchup when you got somebody like Derrick Henry, who he's bigger than all the linebackers? For one, I mean, Ricard's bigger than the linemen, and he may or may not play. So that's, but I mean, they look like they should be able to just run the ball down the Bills' throats, and they have in the past. So I just wonder how that matchup's going to go, because I don't know how they're going to stop this team, but particularly Ricard's healthy.
Right. The Ravens need to establish the run and be effective doing it. They were in Week 4, and they were in the playoffs as well. They ran very effectively against the Bills. So I would hope they can do it again. Buffalo knows that they have some size problems, and they did try and address that during the offseason. Deion Walker, the fourth round pick out of Kentucky, is a big guy. Apparently he's played pretty well in the preseason. And the other guy, they just had somebody hurt too on their defensive line, though. He's one of the undersized guys who's a sub or a first down guy for Ed Oliver.
What are the other things in talking about the, and I don't know how much you got into the practice squad, how do you feel like they did with that, putting it together? Because there were some names that you would like to see him come back, but obviously took other chances.
Right. So, I mean, the Ravens practice squad is a win-now practice squad. It's got 6 veteran players on it, including Tyler Huntley, who's the only guy they brought in from the outside, by the way. It shows you they have a 6-1 inside. It's almost like opening the door of a spaceship in terms of how much comes in. It's not much. They've got 7 guys on the squad who are prospects to provide value during their first 4 seasons. They're still coming up, and that's the offensive tackle, Lichtenhahn, who we haven't seen too much of. He hasn't been talked about too much this preseason, but he has played a fair amount. Lucas Scott, who could be an elevation if Ricard can't go. Zaire Mitchell-Payton, another guy who possibly could be an elevation if for the games that likely is out. Nose tackle CJ Okoye is an IPPP guy, so they got him back. And that's, this is his third year on a practice squad. It's time for him to make some progress, I'd say. Kymen Rucker, the outside linebacker out of North Carolina, the inside linebacker Chandler Martin played very well in the preseason. And I think the dark horse is Marquise Robinson, who had a really terrific preseason this year. And I look at him as one of the nice prospects that they still maintain. That's the kind of position that won't stay the whole year. Someone will take him as roster is a trit, and the season goes on, somebody will grab him away from the Ravens.
Going back to the defense now. Going to defense. What are they going to see against Josh Allen? Kyle Hamilton got his big extension. The secondary looks really good. What happens with Hamilton, for one? And is he going to go back to where he used to be with the draft pick? Anything new going to happen against this Bills team?
Yeah, so I don't think we know entering the season where Hamilton is exactly going to play on obvious passing downs. I think that's the question you're asking.
Yeah.
Is he going to play a dime? Is he going to play in the slot? The Ravens have Marlon Humphrey. If Ravens' cornerback depth is immediately challenged between the absence of Alexander, if that happens,
right?
Okay, and potential to need to restrict Awuzie's snaps as well, or deciding on where you want to play him. The Ravens may really want to have Hamilton in there, in which case they need to dip into their safety pool. All of a sudden, just the injury to Alexander alone really makes the Ravens a little bit thin in the secondary. Yeah. So it's, it's a great secondary. We've been told that all off season. We've kind of been conditioned, and we're entering the season and a bunch of people are hurt.
So, well, Washington is a big blow. Yeah. And now, Alexander.
Well, we're going to step out. We always do 2 segments here with Ken. We'll get into some other stuff, that defense versus the Bills. We'll continue with that. Ed was talking about big game on Sunday night, half-point spread in most locations. So we'll talk more about that coming up right here on the...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Fan. All right, welcome back. Sitting here with Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Of course, Ed Norris, Jeremy Kahn here, Rob Long is off. We were talking about quite a few different things. And just as a fan, Ken, leading into this, we've got game one Sunday night. I don't know about you. I know us morning show guys prefer the 1 o'clock games on Sundays.
Oh, yes.
What do you think we see? Like, again, I know we kind of got into schematically, but like, what scares you about Buffalo? Have you looked at them enough? Or is there a weakness on the Ravens that we haven't talked about that maybe you're worried about? Because this looks like the best team on paper in the league.
Right. I mean, there's weaknesses on the Ravens. I think the inside linebacker coverage is a little untested. And in particular, to see how those two groups, I'm talking about the safeties and the inside linebackers, complement each other this year is one of the things to get a handle on early on, and that may dictate a lot of whether Orr goes to a dime defense. And basically a dime defense, he's replacing the weak side linebacker with a safety on obvious passing downs. That's what it means to go to the dime. You go to six defensive backs, and usually it's three safeties and three corners, and it's a safety replacing that weak side linebacker.
I think just for obvious passing downs, I think you're going to see dime in not-so-obvious passing downs because I don't know if the complimentary linebacker to Roquan is really, it's certainly not better than Kyle Hamilton.
Oh, I mean, there's no one on the defense, but I would argue that's better than Kyle Hamilton.
Right.
But Kyle Hamilton, you can deploy him in a lot of different ways.
Right.
He's your trump card.
Yeah.
And if you take him out of safety, then you got to figure out, is Reuben Lowry going to be the guy on the back end? Is it Sanusi Kane, whoever it is?
Yeah.
That's going to be there. I think it actually might be more likely we see somebody like Kane at dimeback.
Really?
Yeah, so we might see that.
Yeah, because I just think they're going to do a lot of it. Because I'm still not convinced, Teddy Buchanan's ready or, any of these guys, really. And Simpson's disappointed me a little bit. So.
He's had a good preseason.
Yeah.
One of the things I saw in your writing was talking about keeping Ali over possibly another offensive lineman or maybe even another defensive player. What were your thoughts on that?
I didn't think that the Ravens would break tradition and go to 26-24. I think they did it one time in the Harbaugh era, but they have not. They've traditionally, they've kept it always at 25-25. So the big hope was that they would keep a 10th offensive lineman. Now, their offensive line situation is a little bit tenuous, largely because Emory Jones has not gotten on the field yet. So it may depend on how quickly they think he'll be back. To me, he's a rookie coming in with a shoulder injury. I would think the rehab and the ramp up for a player like that is going to be more significant. And as the season goes on week by week, I would think the Ravens front office is going to be thinking, we shouldn't bring him off NFI if we can have, you know, him redshirted for the entire year the way they did with Voorhees and the way they maybe should have done with Ajabo. I think it's actually going to hurt Ajabo's career in the end to be not redshirted as a rookie. He came in and he only played, you know, a few games at the end of the year, a couple games, and almost got no snap play. And it just ended up being a wasted year for both Ajabo in terms of development and the Ravens. And now he's entering a contract year with not a lot of really great prospects, frankly.
What about the interior play? Because one of the guys I'm really looking for this year is Travis Jones.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have a big season. He looked like a cartoon character, comic book character at camp. He's huge now. What about the matchups between the Bills' offensive line and our defensive line?
Yeah, so that's one of the big interior questions is will Jones continue to demand the double teams, command those that needs? Because if he does, then Madubuike is going to have a field day. And that's an area of weakness for the Bills is on the interior offensive line. So McGovern and Edwards, the center and left guard, I would expect to be doubling Travis Jones on a lot of plays. Mm-hmm. If they try and move McGovern off and give Osiris Torrance help with Madubuike, then that'll make it easy for Jones to run wild. And if it doesn't, I mean, it could be Madubuike on Osiris Torrance is a complete mismatch, and that should lead to some pressure. So either way.
And remembering, too, that the Bills did sign the ghost of Joey Bosa. Joey Bosa with the nose so big he can smoke a cigarette in the rain and it won't get wet. What do you think about this Bills pass rush? Because it's weird now that I'm looking at it and I see Epinesa and Russo, there's some names that slid in the draft as pass rushers when we're going, hey, would this be a good fit for the Ravens, and not knowing how they were going to work out. Both of them have been fine, have been pretty good at this level. Now you add in Bosa and another rookie. Any concerns over this Bills pass rush?
I'd have concerns about it. I think it's a big test for the Ravens tackles. Landon Jackson from Arkansas, who I really liked in the draft, and he's the bald guy, the alopecia, they say, when they want to euphemize it. But he's a terrific talent, and he looks like he'll be able to almost drafted to face the Ravens in a certain sense because a good edge-setting defensive lineman. And they've got Bosa, and Bosa can certainly run himself out of some plays, but he's still a tough guy to handle, kind of slippery for tackles, so that'll be a test probably a lot for Rosengarten. And they've got Greg Rousseau and Epinesa, so they certainly have some pass rushers on this team.
What about our pass rush? How much are we going to see Mike Green, you think? And what do you think of Peebles? People are talking about him in the preseason a lot.
All right. So two separate questions. Let's start with Mike Green. So Mike Green is a I think he'll play mostly on third down. I might see him on second and 10 and whatnot. It'd be very important for the Ravens to keep the Bills behind the sticks so the tush push and Allen's legs don't get in the game.
Right.
Okay. So I think that Green, you know, will certainly have opportunities. He looked pretty good against the run, I thought, in this preseason. So he's certainly maybe ready to do more, but they may want to try and keep him fresh for that as well. And I'm sorry, the other person you
Peebles.
Yeah, Peebles. So I think maybe the best use of Peebles is going to be as a closer in this game. So one of the things you can do, if you get up by two touchdowns on the Bills or on anybody, you can put your pass rushers on the field with kind of impunity because the run game is no longer the threat.
Like a race car type package where you're just kind of putting all of them out there.
Yeah, for example. I mean, as I define it, race cars are like a lot of outside linebackers and Peebles is a three tech. But you can put your three tech at nose if you want to as you're trying to close out a game. And have him and Matty
because you're begging them to run the football at that point. Like, go ahead, you want the clock to run?
Daring them, yeah.
I find that interesting. What about Jabril Peppers and what's happened with him? Like, I saw that he tweeted out how many different coaches and coordinators he's had. He's like, I can fit into any system. You know, I'll showcase. And again, a lot of confidence in himself. But You see a fit there?
Yeah, it's kind of a weakness for Buffalo at safety. Do I see a fit for the Ravens? I think he's more a player who could help Buffalo, which has, they have some serious problems at safety. Taylor Rapp is a tackler who makes some coverage mistakes, and Cole Bishop, their starting free safety, is not a great coverage guy either. So that's an area where the Ravens really need to stress the defense. And this should be a matchup where extended plays are even more dangerous for the Bills. Because their safeties won't necessarily know how to react initially.
Hmm. So how do you feel with all this said about just the 10,000-foot view of this matchup now? It's in Buffalo. Their linebackers are small. They're kind of undersized anyways, the defense. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen's a threat because, you know, he always is. He's, you know, he's the reigning MVP, like it or not, he is.
Yeah.
He means a lot to this team. I just think the Ravens have a better team. And I the regular season win last year, and you know whatever happened in the playoffs happened, but I still see them as winning this game on the road.
Well, I'm hopeful. Yeah. I'm always more of a natural worry ward, Ed. So I sit back and I look at this and I'm like, oh my God, how are they going to figure out how to lose this game? I understand that's the difference between being, by the way, a fixed and rotary wing pilot. If you're a fixed wing pilot, you just worry about what's going to go right. You're not too concerned about your flight. If you're a helicopter pilot, you're in the engine. You're really trying to understand what might really go wrong.
Yeah, because I don't even have those things fly.
Yeah. do the ejector seats work on the helicopter? Yeah.
No.
Oh, sorry.
It is weird though, because I had the opportunity to fly in helicopters a lot from being in these police departments. I don't know how they fly. Look at them.
By the way, it's still one of the funniest things that never got on Saturday Night Live, but J.B. Smoove said he pitched them two things that never got on. It was a pirate with two eye patches.
That was funny.
And he was like the meanest pirate in the world, and he's wearing an eye patch over each eye.
Yeah.
And then it was the helicopter family. It was a family that owned helicopters, so they all walk around the house leaning and yelling, "What is that, Dad? What do you want me to know?" Like, trying to get on the helicopter. And they're so stupid, but it's funny. Anyway, let's get to the website, what you have coming up, because I know you do a ton of work over at filmstudybaltimore.com.
Sure. Yeah, I'm at filmstudyravens if you want to follow me on Twitter and hear about my content as it gets posted. But we're getting into the regular lineup this week. We've got Know Your Foe coming out tomorrow. One Last Thing is a show I do with a couple of different guys on an alternating basis. We do a matchup show every week, one for offense, one for defense. So Concerns podcast all week. It will be into the regular schedule of 9 shows per week starting next week.
Good stuff as always, Ken. Appreciate it. We'll be talking to you next week, man. Raven season is here starting on Sunday night. All right, we've got to step out. We've got more coming up to get to. But up next, Ed, it's Shovels. You want to give a tease for yours?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to, let's see. Everybody's running the city and the state just for my little trip back.
Well, we get to that, and I got my shovel. Hey, by the way, it's another traffic shovel, so I'll talk about that. That's all coming.
I want to talk a little traffic, too. There's Rob's on here. We're gonna take his shovel and split it and talk some traffic. I had some bad experiences.
There's so much to talk about with what happened this week, and we get into that next in Shovels right here on The Fan. Time for Shovels. If you have one, 410-583-1057. We started off with Ed Norris.
Do we get a smaller shovel?
What do you mean?
That sound is very different. Sounds like a kid's shovel on the beach.
Oh, you mean like...
What happened to the big bang we used to have?
He wants the big...
It's the same sound effect.
No, it's not.
I know it is. I gave it to him.
You're wrong.
There's going to be another shovel coming out here soon.
My shovel goes to the people who say that we've broken the back of crime in this city.
Ooh.
That's better.
Same one.
It's not. I'm really getting tired of this. Like, you know, the mayor's waving, you know, the victory flag. The governor went out and said they've broken the back of violent crime in Baltimore. I mean, I don't even want to get political. Can you guys just stop it for a second? just get a grip on yourselves. I came from Florida yesterday. Come from where I parked my car. driving back up here from the airport. I get off downtown, obviously. I mean, like, the first thing, if you're coming to this city for a visit, I'm going to pretend I'm a visitor here, coming from BWI to stay at a downtown hotel. You get through, you know, the airport, you get out of there, you take whatever you take here, it's 95, 295, 390, whatever you take to get into the city. I get off exit 53, you know, get, turn down Conway Street. I'm in the city 20 seconds. What do I see? Squeegee guys. You know what's significant about this? Not the fact that they're a giant pain in the ass and shouldn't be in any city in America. That's the scene of the murder we had. Do you remember that?
Really?
Yes. That's the exact spot where that man was shot to death by the window washers. How could you possibly allow this to happen there? How? I mean, am I the only person getting angry at this? Then I get past that nonsense. I pass all, you know, the Light Street Pavilion, the Pratt Street Pavilion, you know, the Galleria, all empty. Nothing. Nothing. It's vacant. It's a great look for a downtown, any city. Then I decided to take Calvert up to 83. This was the cherry on the sundae. Going north on Calvert. There's a guy, it was near Mercy Hospital. He's lying on the sidewalk on a mattress, sleeping. It's 3:30 in the afternoon.
He's tired.
He's sleeping on his back in complete a restful position in the middle of the sidewalk on a mattress. This is a major American city. You can't have this everywhere. I get up to Falls of Northern. There's the guy that begs there every day. This is just a trip, just to get up here.
See,
this is the entire trip.
My buddy talks about the ones that go hunting. Because, like, it's one thing to hold up a sign and ask people for money. It's another thing to come up to the window and just stare in it and make eye contact or even knock on the window.
Yes.
Like, I take, because of the road work on 695, sometimes when I'm going home, it takes me through the city down 295 and going down Martin Luther King Boulevard, all that. Like,
yeah.
There's so many squeegee kids out there. Some of them are nicer than the other ones. Come up, and if you say no, they just walk away. But it just takes one incident for you to go, all right.
Let's go back to what I said a minute ago. A man was shot to death by these guys.
So I have a couple different shovels. I guess I'll start with the guy on 43 that was turning on Honeygo yesterday at 12:30. Have you been down in White Marsh to see all how they revamped 43 and the turns?
Last week.
Okay. So I'm turning right on Honeygo after getting off 95.
Mm-hmm.
So now they've created two turn lanes. So obviously the inside turn lane gets the inside part of the road, or the outside part of the road, as we should put it, right? Yeah. So you're turning. You can clearly see it. It is kind of a weird turn, but I'm not giving you a pass, jackass. Like, I laid on my horn, I think, the entire way to my destination. Just like, he almost sideswiped me because he refused to go to the outside lane there, really? Which is his lane where the lines are. But people do this all the time. But this is what I'm talking about with what's going on Falls Road.
Yep.
Because on Falls Road, I think they did this for all these damn bikers out here. There's whatever they did on Old Pimlico. It's like it's two lanes at one point. It's one lane,
yeah,
and then the other side
that?
Becomes two lanes. There were four lanes there. There was nothing wrong. You didn't have to change anything.
Yeah,
you didn't have to do anything.
This is a joke. This reminds me of Seinfeld. I always bring. I'm sorry, but I am. You remember Kramer adopts a highway? Kramer.
Yeah.
And he starts repainting the lines to make it a wide, luxurious ride, and everybody. That's what they seem to have done here. It makes zero sense. It's like two lanes in one lane, and you can't see the pavement markings. Like, where am I going here? Like, and then the ones you can see are all squiggly. It's, like someone had some kind of, you know, neurological disease, or they were drunk when they painted them. They're not even straight. Oh, hang on.
You got another one.
Yes. Going to 695, when you go, if you go up right here, you go from Old Pimlico to Green Spring.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, you know, get on the ramp to go toward whatever.
Towards Glen Burnie?
Yeah. They had the line that said fresh paint. They were painting the lines. So you're painting them at 10:30 in the morning. Okay. So you know what happens?
They're all over the place.
Better. They literally are wet. How about you close off that street and make a detour? Because what happened to me was the guy in front of me had to cross, not his fault, he had to cross those lines to get on the highway because they go straight and cause turn. So what do you think happened with the wet paint? He kicked it all up in the hood of my car.
Oh.
How stupid are you people? Do you do this for a living or not? Who paints lines like this? They're either crooked or they're wet and cars are running over them. The tires are all white and spraying them on people's cars. It's like you make, you cut the road to repave it. You leave a 2-3-inch curb that's as sharp as a razor instead of making it, you know, a bump or a ramp. So you hit your rims.
Who thinks of this stuff?
It's like, can we get anything right?
Like, I'm driving up and down Falls Road, and I've literally been all the way to where they've relined the lines and all the way down the other way. And I understand it. Like, you want to go ride your bike, it's great. Find a bike path, whatever. We got plenty of them out in Glen Burnie. And I've told you the issue there, our crosswalk, which someone almost ran over somebody, our crosswalk, you can't see what's coming unless you pull up over the crosswalk to see down the road because the trees are blocking everything. Mm-hmm. I just feel like driving in general, I hate it. I'm literally in therapy. I'm going back today at 11. In therapy, we've been going over. I'm trying to get rid of my road rage. And I've done a better job. This morning wasn't great for me.
I don't usually get into it. I usually just but I had such a terrible incident in Florida. I think we're running out of time here. But I had such a terrible experience in Florida. I was gonna just punch somebody till my arms got tired.
I forgot. You didn't even tell that one.
But. Yeah. I'll tell you quickly. Was sitting at a red light with a red arrow for the right turn. Can't turn right. They put those up for a reason. Otherwise, it'd just be a solid red ball, which means you can turn on. When it's a red arrow, you cannot turn on it. Guy behind us hits the horn loudly, hits it again longer, then just starts leaning on it for the entire time the light was red. And I'm just about to get out of the car. Celeste grabbed me, says, "You'll get back in with you, crazy." I'm like, the guy was leaning on the, had to be close to 2 minutes because the light just red. And you're wrong, my friend. It's against the law to make this turn. I'm not making it. Because his cars were getting a turn out of the other lane. They're coming our way. We're supposed to sit here. Then this schmuck, we get through the light. He pulls up alongside of us, rolls down the window, throws a finger out the window.
Nice.
Now I'm like, this should be a law. We're allowed to just take a bat to somebody like this. And when you explain it to the police.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it makes sense. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what should happen to people like this.
Well, that's our shovels, 410-583-1057. Coming up in hour number four, we started off talking to Mike Loxley and his big win over the weekend. But up next, a little Oriole talk. Mancelino said he feels for some of the guys that are making errors considering how they're fighting for their futures on this team. We're going to talk the Orioles, get your thoughts on it as well right here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
5-7 The Fan.
My emotions go from frustration to more empathetic, I guess, for those guys, because they don't want that to happen, because that affects them as much as it does the team in the moment. So I just try to put myself in the player's shoes and understand how difficult the game is and how it feels in the scenarios that they're in for their careers when they make those mistakes. And I think, you know, when you kind of take that outlook on it, you know, your feelings and your emotions do change a little bit.
I mean, outside of, and that's Tony Mancelino here talking about some of the errors that were made. I know, like, Dietrich Enns made an error. There were a lot of, like, fielder's choices that ended up being errors because you didn't get anybody out. Unless it's some of the everyday guys, the Jackson Holiday, Basayo, Beavers, like, we got to stop looking at some of these guys going, oh, they're trying to make the team. We know who they are. Like, if you pitch well, you'll make the team. If you don't, you won't be on this team next year. There's a lot of pieces here that aren't going to be here.
Yeah, I got it. I didn't even understand the statement, really.
Talking about, like, and again, when you go back and look at some of the guys that made errors, I know he's probably specifically talking about one or the other, and I don't know if I missed one at some point over the last 4 days that we did this, or they played on the West Coast, but it's just a matter of, like, I'm looking at it, who what's the guy's name? Rivera. The third baseman first, he made an error. And it's like, who cares? I'm not talking about in the game, but I don't feel bad for him moving. This is a vet that's trying to hang on to his career, make some more money. Hats off to him. But we know who Emmanuel Rivera is at this point. He's not a threat to anyone on this team.
No.
And again, so like just watching the team over the weekend, I'm more, what a weird game Friday night was. They can't hit lefties and Robbie Ray comes out and just gets shoved. But before that happens, the Giants just go up to Dean Kramer and say, yeah, thank you very much, and beat his ass. And then the bullpen comes in with the gas cans, just starts pulling them out on the mound. Just insane. And then you have a crazy game where you bounce back and you score 11 runs. Yep. And this team is so hard to figure out. And I know we're talking about what's happening on the field now, but more importantly than anything is what happens in the offseason.
Yeah.
Like, because you have an entire bullpen you have to rebuild. You got to find a closer. Tyler Wells is starting tonight, which would be interesting to watch him pitch if you stay up. As they're in San Diego. But, like, again, it's interesting to me that they're starting him when I feel like he'd be better off coming out of the bullpen. So maybe he does just go a couple innings. Maybe that's all it is.
Maybe that's the plan, yeah.
Because I didn't see, I do this stuff. I do all these prop plays. I was looking for strikeout props. I didn't see anything on him. I saw what he's projected for, which it's a really low number, which leads me to believe they don't think he's going to stay long in the game. But also, I couldn't find and maybe it comes out later, I couldn't find an actual bet for him and what his number would be. And maybe that is because they believe he's not going to go long in the game. But, I mean, we get a chance now. To me, the end of this season, and I think you'd probably agree with me, it's more about how does Bradish look? I want to continue to watch Trevor Rogers,
see if man. Trevor Rogers for me.
I don't even want him to have an offseason. Just keep pitching and go get arrested and pitch in the penal league, for crying out loud. Something. Just keep this thing going.
It's California Penal League.
but no, like, and all the young guys. Yes, I want to see Jackson Holiday still and see how his season looks. And Kobe Mayo and all these guys. Like, those are the things that I'm watching to see if anybody turns a corner. Mayo had a couple of big hits over the weekend. Mm-hmm. He crushed one in San Francisco. I mean, he just, like, good night. He got a hold of it. And I think that's the type of guy they're expecting him to be, but we haven't seen him put it all together. Yeah. And the odd thing is they're headed into an offseason where they're going to have to trade some players. You just are. Like, you can't bring back this roster and say, oh, you're a 4A guy, we're sending you back to the minors or we're keeping you on the bench. And you have to improve the hitting lineup somehow. You can't just bring back the 9 guys you have. General Soreness reporting for duty. Oh, General Soreness off for a week. It's like, come on, man. And you know he's coming back too, and that's the one guy you would really like to replace in this lineup.
You can't.
But because he got 2 more years on his deal, and again, he's a power-hitting righty, and you need right-handed bats in this lineup. Like, everybody keeps talking about the offseason. Make a run at Kyle Schwarber, make a run at Kyle Tucker. And I get it. They're both left-handed bats. That does not mean don't go after him because, oh my God, we got too many left-handed bats. Tucker hits lefties, but in a perfect world, you'd like to find a right-handed corner outfielder that just kills it. And it was supposed to be Tyler O'Neill, and he just can't stay healthy.
No, he can't stay healthy at all. It's like, And I mean, this is another guy. Do you feel bad? I mean, I feel bad for him because I don't blame people when they get hurt. They're injured. Okay, you're injured. But you're not helping the team, and this is a business.
But you look at his body type, and you're going, I wonder if he's doing some of this, too, to himself.
Well, I totally think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to insinuate anything, but yeah.
No, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I think he is. I do. I mean, that's absolutely where I was going with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is self-inflicted. So
it's an El Camino with a new paint job is what it is. I mean, come on, man. When Tyler O'Neill, I shouldn't say that because he was healthy at the beginning of the year, just keep him on the roster for opening day. Let him hit his streak, 5 opening day home runs in a row after this.
Yeah.
And then just say goodbye. But no, they do have to improve in certain areas. And the one thing I want to say is this isn't, just like last year, this isn't this great offseason for free agents. You had a lot of pitchers last year, but they all got overpaid vastly.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that for a starting pitcher? And again, if they do it, I hope it's like, somebody said offer Framber Valdez 3 years, $120 million. And it seems like you're overpaying for that. Mm-hmm. But I'd rather do that than just sit here and, oh, here's an 8-year deal where you know the last 3 years are just going to be trash.
Nothing, yeah. So, I'd much rather do it. Because I think those long deals are stupid for exactly that reason. You know, if you sign someone 8- or 10-year deal, the last 4 or 5 years you get nothing.
All right, we got to step out. Mike Loxley joins us next. Talk about his big win over the weekend right here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.